Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The best damn late night sports talk here in Houston, 7 to 11, as I'm sure they will be talking about today's Astros game. And with this being a 6:30 tip, I am certain they will have wall-to-wall post-game coverage when this game ends, hopefully ending with the Rockets having a head back with the Warriors to San Francisco for game 6. But stay tuned for those guys as they will have that for you. And in a few minutes, we will get, and I mean, he's hot, folks. He's hot. We will get T-Mill's best bets as he is 9 of 11. 9 of 11 on Monday and Tuesday. We'll see if he can keep rolling this thing out. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. All right. This is it. Ultimately, I don't believe the Rockets season will end tonight. I think they will force a game 6. They will win at home, force a game 6. And I think a lot of that potentially has to do with what does Jalen Green do? And how do the Rockets respond to whatever Jalen Green does?
Will he show up?
That's right. And I'm sure you will let us know how you believe on that here in a few minutes. But, Clint, do you think, as this game has seemed to go whichever way he plays, he's played poorly, really poorly, they've lost. He's played well, they won that game in game 2. Do you think Udoka seriously considers going away from Jalen Green tonight? You think that?
Yeah, it's if it's not when.
Because my man Rob just said you gotta dance with the girl that got you there.
Well, again, to me, it's not if, it's when. Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just convinced.
Throw past that.
Like I said, it's you got 5 minutes. And then Udoka's got to have a counterpunch. And it can't be just more of the status quo. To your point, it has to be a full-court blitz of Jabari Smith. Let's call it that. That's what seems to be a popular opinion right now of getting Jabari more minutes, more shots. It absolutely has to be. Because when he's on the floor and he's not Jalen Green, he's not that aggressive. He's a non-factor. And you've got guys on the bench that can factor in on the defensive end of the floor,
I'm gonna need Buddy Hield to not be ripping you.
Yeah, please, start the game. Please. That is it, Ron. To me, that's it. You got 3 to 5 minutes, and three maybe, and five is heavy. Three maybe.
So you're closer to 3 minutes
because it's blatantly obvious. If he goes out there and the minute that he shows he's deer in the headlights, yank his ass out of there, and I don't want to see him on the floor no more. Like we're done. Jabari needs to get those minutes. Jabari needs to get those shots. Him playing second fiddle to Fred VanVleet is a non-factor in the game. And you've got guys that are better on defense, and you've got guys, again, Jabari Smith and Tari Eason are two of those guys that have no problem shooting it well from distance or putting it on the wood and getting to the elbow, getting to that mid-range jumper and confidently taking those shots. They've done it. They've hit them. They just need more minutes. I've gone from an all-out commit to Jalen Green to you got 3 minutes, partner, and from there on out, it's the rest of the crew.
Yeah, I think everything has to be on the table. You've got to me, be flexible in any kind of way, Clint, and be flexible with, all right, we'll see, and be aggressive, and be aggressive in trying to get him going early. But once you see, because your season's on the line, like this thing ends if you lose, right? And I think a part of probably what helped them, what hurt them is, yes, he played 24 minutes, but maybe they waited too long before they finally pulled the plug on it and start going to more Steven Adams in that lineup, which I think they seem to play better. But to me, yes, I think you start with him, but I don't go all the way with you, Rob, with you just keep going, yeah, until he rolls through. But
tell me, am I crazy, Ron, to think, you got 3 to 5 minutes. If Jalen Green,
you're pulling him for the game.
That's where I'm going with this. I want your opinion. You watch a lot more NBA than I do. You watch a lot more. Hell, you watch more Rockets closer than I have. But when he's on the floor and he's playing second fiddle to somebody, he doesn't even, like, I forget he's there. Like he's literally a non-factor in the game. And to the point you made earlier is you got Jabari, you got Tari, you got these different guys that you can plug in. You can go with the three bigs with Steven Adams. You got different things that have had success and players that have had success. I don't know why you go back to him. Like on the floor, I don't know. If he's not going to be given the ball to get downhill, to be aggressive, I don't know why you get back to him. He's not a guy that's going to sit over there and get 4 or 5 opportunities and knock 2 or 3 of them down.
Yeah, I mean, for me, though, I would look at it now. If it was the, hey man, he said, his knees are shaking, court looks big. You could tell it like that.
That's what I'm afraid.
Then maybe that's it. I mean,
well, if we don't get that, then he needs to play. I mean, I'm all about it. But the problem is we've gotten that multiple times.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But that to me, that's the thing that he's improved upon this year is, like in the past, it would be if he wasn't scoring, he wasn't really bringing much else to the table.
Yeah,
and I think this year he's done more of that. Like he's done more of other things, not in this series. He's done more of other things. Like I mean, if it gets rough, like if it's rough, like I'd let him go in. And if them first 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like you talked about, looked like he did early, and Buddy Hield's taking the ball from him multiple times for runouts, then maybe I let him look, sit down a little bit, and maybe bring it back in to see what he brings back.
That's where you lost me.
And then,
coming out of halftime? Nah, boss.
I made him bring him in the second quarter to see where he is. Let him get another run. And if it...
That's only if Jabari Smith is grabbing his shorts.
Or somebody, a friend. Right?
If Fred's out there stepping on his tongue,
and we'll look out there and we'll see, and then we'll move on. But, look, I'm not to the point of aggressiveness of, like, hey, man, let's run Reed and Cam Whitmore out there. I know there's some people who want to see that. I don't know if that is the case. But I think a lot of this hinges on him. And I wonder if the approach, like it was in game 2, is to set himself up and to really look to get him going. Or is it, all right, when we last left off, it was Şengün that we were really having a lot of success with, and that's who we're going through. It'll be really, really interesting to see how he goes about doing things. All right, Tyler, what's the best bets? Let's get T-Mill's best bets in. As we said yesterday, everything but Jaylen Brown on those assists, and you missed that by a half. Where are you going today?
Red hot, baby. Hit the nail on the head. Needed a strong start. We got it. 9 of 11. Keep it going tonight. Sticking with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I got 5 NBA playoff bets. Obviously, that includes the hometown team Rockets as they are facing elimination against the Warriors tonight. Here are your 5 best bets. Miss any of them? Check out my Twitter at TMILRealDeal. I post them there daily. Lakers -5 tonight as they travel to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves.
They're at home, but yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Typo then.
Makes me feel better. I'm trying to think on that.
I still would have taken it because I'm that good. Lakers minus five at the host.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Stick the T-Wolves, Warriors at Rockets. I'm on another over. These have been money the last couple of days. Over 203.5 for Warriors-Rockets. Then three player props. We made money on this one yesterday, 2 days ago. Şengün, over 4.5 assists. Jimmy Butler, under 5.5 assists. And this is the one. It's one of two bets we've missed on the entire week. Jalen freaking Green. Wake the hell up. Pull your head out of your butt. Put some sunglasses on for those bright lights at Toyota Center. Over 15.5 points for Jalen Green tonight. Those are your five.
Sunglasses and knee braces, huh?
That's ballsy. How did you get there from early? I mean, if you go back and listen to the first segment, there is no way that Tyler Milner is betting on Jalen Green tonight.
I've never seen the points total that low. I mean, I almost had to.
Yeah, hell, he's gotten 7, 8, 9 in three of the four games.
Yeah,
I got
now,
a couple binges on that one.
Now, the one game you did bet on him 18.5, and he hit it with 38. So we'll see there. I like the Lakers one. I think they'll take care of business. Jimmy Butler, we'll see. Hopefully for you, Steph isn't going crazy, and that's coming from Jimmy Butler. So.
Let's keep the heater going.
Yeah, let's see. Let's hopefully you see you do that as you have gone off here lately. 9 of 11 thus far this week. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. Area 45 following Texans All Access. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Brandon Scott, shout out to you for joining us on our Rockets Report. I am Ron, the show, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. I was about to say, sounds like maybe something Tyler, Sharp. Texas Rangers fandom would say.
The Rangers,
whoever the Rangers Tyler is.
By the way, great job giving up that walk-off Little League homer, Arlington. Freaking losers.
This guy.
Little League homer, man, walk-off. Yeah. You guys suck.
The dismounts are the best.
Yes, suck.
That's it.
Let's go, Rocket.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.